Britain among several killed in Islamic extremist attack on Somalia hotel. By Breitbart London on July 13, 2019. Mogadishu, Somalia, AP. Somali forces Saturday morning ended an all-night siege on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo, in which the death toll has risen to 26 people, including a prominent Canadian Somali journalist and several foreigners, officials say. Those killed include three Kenyans, three Tanzanians, two Americans, one Canadian and one Briton, said Ahmed Madobi, the president of Jubaland Regional State which controls Kismayo. 56 people, including two Chinese, were injured in the hotel attack, he told reporters. At least four Al-Shabaab assailants attacked the ASAZ hotel Friday evening, beginning with a suicide car bomb at the entrance gate and followed by an assault by gunmen who stormed the hotel, which is frequented by politicians, patrons, and lawmakers. The attack lasted more than 14 hours before troops shot dead all attackers inside the hotel compound, Colonel Abdiquadar Nua, a local police officer, told the Associated Press. Somalia's Islamic extremist rebels, Al-Shabaab, claimed responsibility for the attack. Al-Shabaab, which is allied to Al-Qaeda, often uses car bombs to infiltrate heavily fortified targets like the hotel in Kismayo, which has been relatively quiet in recent years. Canadian journalist Hanan Nilaya and her husband, Fari Jama Suleiman, died in the attack. Mogadishu-based independent radio station Radio Dalzan confirmed to AP. I'm absolutely devastated by the news of the death of our dear sister Hanan Nilaya and her husband in a terrorist attack in Somalia today. What a loss to us. Her beautiful spirit shined through her work and the way she treated people. Omar Suleiman, a Texas-based imam who knew the victim, wrote on social media. Nilaya was born in Somalia in 1976, but spent most of her life in Canada, first in Alberta and then in Toronto. She founded Integration TV, an international web-based video production company aimed at Somali viewers around the world. She was the first Somali woman media owner in the world. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.